I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, All City, joining us now to talk Mavs offseason and Summer League, which resumes tonight on ESPN. If you're looking for something else to watch, Summer League action, Mavs and Grizzlies. KG, good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
General, good to hear from you, sir. How are you?
Man, doing outstanding. Excited about where these Mavs are headed, especially after Morez Johnson's debut. How exciting was that for you?
It was great. 27 points, 12 of 17 from the field. Looked every bit like the ninth overall pick that the Mavericks got out of Michigan. A big, physical young man who's going to have a bright future ahead of him. So it was a great debut for Morez, and looking forward to see more of him tonight when they take on the Grizzlies.
What kind of roster dominoes do you think could fall? Now, it's just Summer League, so you know I think minimum for my young guys to believe I need to see you go out there and do the kind of things that he did, you know, 25, 27 points, all the rebounds and steals and blocks. He filled up that stat sheet in a big way. And I'm concerned if a player doesn't do that, but when they do that, I'm like, okay, this doesn't really mean anything until we get to the regular season. But people are predicting a really quick transition to the league for Morez. So if it does continue to go well, what are the roster dominoes that could fall here, Kevin?
It's going to be interesting because this is a team right now that has a lot of forwards and centers. This is a big, big basketball team that still feels like is devoid of the kind of shooting that you need in today's NBA in order to succeed, you know, offensively. So, you know, Masai Ujiri, the president of this team, Mike Schmidt, the GM of this team, are going to have some decisions to make on how they not only potentially make a consolidation trade to potentially find some guard help, but also finding minutes for these guys. I mean, you still have, you know, you have Morez now, you have Daniel Gafford here as far as your center is concerned, Derek Lively, you know, coming off that foot injury. You still got PJ Washington here. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is your franchise, but this team has a lot of forwards that they're going to have to shuffle through to figure out what kind of lineup combinations are going to be best for them. And Dusty May is going to have a heck of a job in front of him, especially if they don't make any roster moves to relieve some of what is kind of a logjam at the forward spot right now.
How specifically are you looking at PJ Washington here? I just think as far as what's winning in today's game, the more role players or starters that you can have that look like him, that play like him, the closer you are to winning. So I don't want to move on from PJ. I think when you get PJ Washington level players and Najee Marshall type of players who bring versatility and some offensive game, like you hoard those guys, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, P.J. Washington is a Swiss Army knife type of guy. He can rebound, he can score, he can defend certain positions. But most importantly, he brings a certain type of mentality, you know, that a Masai Ujiri likes in terms of his wings. And it would be difficult to part with him, but at the same time, he is one of your quote-unquote best assets, if you will, to potentially make something shake if you want to find some additional guard help, you know, to go alongside Kyrie Irving and figure out what the best solution is going to be to fill out some of that guard depth. But you're right. I mean, he's going to, the first year of his four-year contract extension that'll pay him, you know, $19 million this year in 21, 22, and 24, you know, over the 3 years after that. So P.J. Washington's a valuable piece here. The question for May will be, how does he fit? Does he fit next to Cooper Flagg? Is that fit necessarily the best one for him? And if not, how do you figure out that going forward?
KG, what are you thinking about Derek Lively right now? I know he was there at the game a couple of days ago. You had that post. But, I mean, gosh, he's a guy that's easy to root for. I loved him. But this health stuff, now the contract conversation, what are your expectations for him coming into the season?
Well, so good to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's interesting with Lively, because when Lively's been on the floor, he's been extremely productive, right? We saw what he did in helping the Mavericks get to the finals, you know, a couple of years ago. But unfortunately, injuries have just not been on his favor, on his side. And right now, he's not doing any basketball activities. He's not running. He's not jumping, doing any of those things. So he's still working his way back from the surgery that he had several months ago. And the Mavericks want him to be here. They want him to be able to be healthy, because when he is, he's a productive player. The question is, for a guy who's contract extension eligible this year, what do you do? Do you play it out and let him continue to get healthy and then prove once he gets on the floor that he can stay healthy and then revisit it after this coming season as far as a contract extension is concerned and what that best looks like for the team? So this team wants Derek Lively. Lively wants to be here. The question will be, can he get healthy enough to be consistently on the floor enough to help his team be productive?
KG, what do we have in this Sergio De La Rea, the point guard? He's super big, super long, and he's quite the playmaker. What do you think his future is, and in particular for year one with the Mavs?
TC, good to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's he's fun. He's got a little bit of a loose handle right now, but he's got some flair to him. We've seen some playmaking ability from him so far in summer league. He's got to cut down on the turnovers, and we want to see him shoot the ball a little bit better. So if he can start to shoot the ball a little bit more consistently, and he's still adjusting to some of the physicality of the NBA game. This is a young man who less than 2 weeks ago was winning a Spanish League title in the ACB League and now finds himself coming to America for the first time and adjusting to NBA play. But De La Rea's got some flair to him, got some flash to him, and he's going to be fun. I'm interested to watch him continue to grow and improve. But he's young, he's precocious, and he's got a game that I think a lot of fans would love to watch him play. So once he continues to get better from the outside in terms of his shot, and also tightens up the handle a little bit, yeah, he's going to be fun to watch going forward here for sure.
KG, taking you down a different path here, what's all this about with Cuban and the family that owns the team now? What do you make of all this? Is Mark Cuban, like, is this a sour grapes thing, or he regrets selling? Where are you on all this thing with Cuban now, kind of starting to want to take some of these things to court?
Well, Broadus, it's amazing to hear from you, man. Yeah, it's wild, because this has more so to do with the potential of the moving with the Valley View site, right? Getting cut out potentially of revenue and money that he feels should be going to him based off of the deal that could be done if they move to this brand new site, you know, a few years from now, that sees build a brand new arena, you know, world-class, you know, headquarters and everything else. So I think for a lot of Mavericks fans, Broadus, I think they are tired of hearing from him, whether it be about the regret of selling the team, whether it be about the way that he handled or couldn't handle the things that went down with Luka in the trade, but also now his, you know, seemingly public spat, you know, with the guy that he sold the team to. And I'll say this, the thing I've always said about this is, you know, you sold the team to your homeboy and to your homegirl on a discount in exchange for a handshake agreement to run basketball operations, and he got cut out.
Yeah.
So you can't be mad now when the team moves on without you and you didn't get that in writing, he'll tell you he got it in writing and the NBA told him he had to take it out of the contract. I mean, whatever you choose to believe is whatever you choose to believe. But if you're going, if I'm going to sell my baby to someone else, especially on a discount, I'm cutting my wrists open and I'm signing that thing in blood that I'm going to run basketball operations. Otherwise, we don't have a deal here. So I think there's a lot more to it than what meets the eye for sure.
So KG, you kind of feel like, not kind of, you put it out there that Cuban feels bad that he got cut out of some money opportunity, the discount part of it, but the Valley View side and all that, he feels like that he deserves more for helping or more just for what they were doing or how they were planning this move.
And he feels aggrieved. He feels like he is missing out on what he should be getting based off of the agreement that he had with him and the business dealings, you know, between him and Dumont and part of the deal of what he had. So, yeah, that's where this is coming from.
It's a former fan host, a familiar voice for many of you out there in the audience. If you've been toloing for any number of years, currently covering the Mavs with All City. So do you think they eventually, like, exercise their option to basically buy out the rest of them and make him even smaller of an owner, if you will? Or will Mark Cuban continue to hang around kind of like he's kind of putting off ex-boyfriend vibes, if you will, KG?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's a glorified mascot fan at this particular point. I mean, if I'm Patrick Dumont and I have the ability to buy him down and basically buy him out for good, yeah, I would probably work toward a settlement to move on in order to eliminate the quote-unquote distraction, you know, that Cuban is. Because, I mean, he has no say, he has no power when it comes to the decisions of this team, basketball or otherwise. And that part of it is something that he's going to have to deal with. Which, I mean, that's what the money's for, because he sold the team for, you know, billions of dollars. So, but yeah, that's where he is. I mean, he feels like, at least from the outside looking in, he feels like he is missing out on something that he feels like he should be a part of, and he's just not going to be a part of it anymore. So if I'm Dumont, yeah, I figure out a way to settle it and buy it down and then move on for good.
Did he get, you feel like that he got, like, he's, he likes to talk about Shark Tank and be a part of that, and you think he got, you think he got beat on this one? And there's that, he kind of looks bad for it.
Yeah. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, he sold the team.
Yeah.
I guess he sold the team to his homeboy and his homegirl on a discount in exchange for, you know, running basketball operations, and he didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would feel bad too if I got cut out of the deal when I had a handshake agreement that was violated in my eyes, for sure.
It looks like a poor deal on his part then. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
It's a bad business deal.
Very bad business deal on his part. If his intention was just to get to be able to run basketball operations, then he deserved what he got.
Yeah.
Kevin Gray here with you on the Fan. When last we saw Kyrie Irving, he was maybe a little past his prime, but he was doing a hell of a job keeping the Mavs in that playoff hunt. Then he gets hurt. And now, a season and a half later, he's going to step back in here, and we're hoping propel this team back into the playoffs. Or, you know, what are expectations fairly for Kyrie at this stage in his career, and in the context of this team's goals?
For him, I think it's just get back on the floor healthy and prove that he is still capable of being the player that he's been, you know, over the past 12, 13 years, and that's a guy that's one of the best ball handlers that we've ever seen. One of the best scoring guards that we've ever seen in this league. But more importantly, what does his fit look like with Cooper Flagg? I mean, Kyrie's the kind of player that he could play with anyone. So the idea of watching Cooper Flagg on the floor with him and this team improving offensively with his playmaking skills, his ability to score the basketball, I'm interested to watch that the first half of this upcoming season to see where they are and where they get by the time we get to the All-Star break. And if this team is contending, did they say, let's go ahead and continue to move with Kyrie going forward here and see what we can do to potentially make the playoffs and move forward from there? Or if Kyrie's playing well and this team isn't still necessarily winning at the type of rate that they feel like they could, you know, given some of the talent that they have, what does Kyrie look like as a trade piece at the deadline for contending teams that could use the services of someone of the caliber of Kyrie Irving? So I think the first half of this upcoming season is going to tell us a lot about how they feel with the direction of Cooper Flagg next to Kyrie Irving, because you got 15 years between the two players, and that's a big gap between your two best players on the same team, and the timeline looks kind of wild when you look at it from the outside looking in. So if Kyrie can prove that he's healthy, the Mavericks have some options on what they can do with him going forward.
Do you expect Klay Thompson to be here?
No. If I had to say now, which I guess I am, I don't think he'll be on the opening night roster by the time we get to mid-October. I mean, whether you potentially buy him out or a team like Miami, for example, who could use some sharpshooting, you know, to fill out their roster alongside Giannis and Bam Adebayo there. You know, Klay is an attractive piece. He's on an expiring deal. He's still a good shooter and can provide some quality shot making off the bench in terms of his three-point shooting. So I think a contending team will find Klay Thompson attractive enough to make a move in order to get him. And I don't think he'll be on the opening night roster by the time we get to the start of the season.
Are you disappointed that LeBron's probably not coming?
A LeBron retirement tour in Dallas would have been something. It's funny. I'm in Las Vegas right now, and this cab driver I was, you know, talking with the other day, he was like, "Yeah, it would just be great if he played in Golden State or if he went to Miami." And I said, "The Hollywood story is LeBron going back to Cleveland. The Cavaliers trading for his son. He gets to do this whole documentary if that's the case, you know, and going home again." So. I don't think Mavs fans are too disappointed that LeBron won't be joining Cooper Flagg and Kyrie Irving here in Dallas.
What are you hoping to see tonight at the gym?
I'm hoping to see some more offense. This team has struggled offensively in the first couple of games. They've been outscored by 16 points on average in these first couple of games. They only scored 70 points in one of these games, and they've got to find some more offense. Been disappointed a little bit in terms of the shooting. From guys like John Polakidis, Ryan Nemar hasn't shot the ball great either. And we want to see a little bit more shot making for this team and just provide, you know, some entertaining basketball. It hasn't been great for them these first couple of games. So offensively, looking to see them be a little bit better tonight for sure.
What are you doing tonight? You playing some cards? You going to the clubs? What you doing?
Let me tell you something, man. Your man is washed because I decided, you know what? I'm going to get out here one night and get out and stay out a little bit. So I say that's about 1:30, 1:40 in the morning, which obviously back at home is like 3:40 in the morning. Brother, when I tell you I woke up this morning, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't be doing this. Like, I'll be 40 this year. I can't get up like this and get up late, and I can't do it anymore. So I can't hang with these young whippersnappers anymore. I'll leave that to Chiafalo and Walter to hang out with the young folks.
Let's go, KG.
And I like Broadus too, because I know Broadus can hang. Broadus got a young soul, so I know he can hang. So you can do the hangout for me, man, because I can't do it no more.
I know you're also a big UFC guy, KG. What were the vibes for the McGregor card, and overall, what were your thoughts of that? Just heartbreak.
I mean, I'm not a McGregor guy anymore. I used to be before, you know, allegedly started putting his hands on females, mm-hmm. which I don't get down with. Yeah, I figured Max Holloway would have a chance to. I mean, he was the favorite coming into the fight, but we never really got to see anything happen. So I don't know if McGregor is going. I mean, he says he's going to, you know, have surgery and come back and try to run it back one more time. He's got one more fight left on his contract. I don't know if I want to see it again, to be honest. You know, the last couple of times he's fought, he's lost due to injury, and I don't know if his body's going to allow him to be able to not only make the comeback, but even last long enough to put on a competitive fight. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the last that we saw of Conor McGregor.
Thank you, KG. Enjoy Vegas, and you're killing it over there at All City. Man, congratulations on that, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Same to you, fellas. Good to talk to you. Lucian's always good to talk to you as well, guys. Appreciate the time.
There he is, Kevin Gray with you here, talking Mavs from All City on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, it's 6 o'clock tonight, by the way, on ESPN. Again, Mavs and Grizzlies, if you want to check out the new guys and the summer league action there on ESPN tonight. They're a national TV all-skate for you as MLB has the week off here. You'll have the Home Run Derby going on as well. Most encouraging thing I saw on Cowboys Social over the weekend is coming up next.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with
obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
But all right, Cowboys news. A couple cool things I saw over the weekend on social. I wanted to get these guys' thoughts on. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I'd love to get your thoughts as well. And the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open at 877-881-1053 if you want to text in. I think the best thing I saw over the weekend, I don't know, maybe this thing's a few days older than that, was the Savone Revelle workout. Law Nation tweeted a video of it. I'm not sure where it comes from, but you know, I'm not saying it's confirmed like he's going to be a good player or anything, but at least he has a chance if he's moving like this. It's smooth. It's more explosive. Brian, you've been telling us throughout the majority of the offseason, even late in last season, the knee brace was probably limiting his movement, and I needed to really see it. And I saw it. Yeah, he can move now.
The we're all excited to see videos. We're all very much okay. Well, that looks better, or man, that looks worse. I mean, you kind of take it with a grain of salt. And I think the thing that and Vach and I talked about this today on our show was that you look at it for clues. You look at clues like, okay, we've seen. And Zach, we'll give him an example of McCoy at Tennessee.
Yeah, Jamal McCoy, yeah.
We're all watching the Tennessee McCoy video, and we're like going, God, he's not turning very well. God, he doesn't look very quick. Oh, man, he's not planting very well on that knee. You watch that video, it gives you an idea that he is more comfortable playing on that knee now or more comfortable moving on that knee. No brace, no sleeve. You know, he's if that player shows up, he is going to be a competitive player for you.
That's the player you guys saw on tape or closer to it. Yeah.
That's the guy that has the movement, has the quickness. You know, and we had a discussion today again on our show about will Bland get competition? Because we kind of feel like Durant. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. Kind of feel like Durant is locking down that one side. Now, where's going to happen with Revelle? What's going to happen with Bland? You know, Bland, no OTAs, Bland. But they're two different players. Revelle and Bland are two different players. One plays zone very, very well. One plays man coverage very, very well. So it's really two different players. But if Revelle shows up, that guy that we saw on tape shows up, that way, he will compete with Bland. He will compete for a spot, for Bland's spot.
So right now, Kobe Durant is locked in at one of the two?
I think he is. I think Kobe Durant is locked in. I don't think this is – I think that the way that they used Kobe Durant during OTAs, where all of a sudden he's playing as an outside guy, and then they moved – they take Downs and put him at free safety. And who do they put in the slot?
Durant, yeah.
They put Durant in the slot because Bland doesn't want to play inside. He really, really doesn't want to play inside. I just want Ravel to be competitive with Bland. That's what I'm – whether he beats him out or not, we'll see. But I want to see – I want to see Bland get pushed over there and see what happens. See what happens at that spot. Bland's a hell of a player. I'm not taking anything away from him. But if Ravel shows up like we did with the quickness on that tape, on that those clips.
Yeah, he's firing. He's changing direction.
If that guy shows up, then you're going to have a guy that is going to compete for a spot.
Okay, the other thing I saw, how does Pauly Market have the Cowboys as the most likely team for Brandon Ayuk to end up on now?
That's bizarre. Just a joke.
That bizarre?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
That's just screwing with people.
I mean, I could see why Washington would be out now after what he said about Jane Daniels last week.
You could see why all 32 teams would be out.
Yeah. He might never play again.
And that would be the reason why I would say the Cowboys are the team that can find value there and say, well, nobody else wants a Greg Hardy. We'll take him.
Sure.
We can get George Pickens for significantly under market value. We'll trade for him. And they like their ability to bring in players that are having struggles, personality struggles, whatever it might be, professionalism struggles. And Jerry's tried to find extra good players like that on the cheap forever. Rolando McClain was one of the big hits, the linebacker from Alabama who just wanted to retire and go fish.
Yeah.
But they talked him into like taking $5 million for a couple of more years. And it worked out, even though he, like, you could tell at training camp, he barely liked football.
Yeah.
You know? So here's what I would say is teams have an issue right now with these defenses that have built great nickel personnel, right? And now they're getting to a point where the 11 isn't working as good. That's why teams are breaking into 12 and 13. You can't get better at 12 and 13. You're good at 11. You're good with three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back. If you could, you know, have the 49ers obviously waive Ayuk so he's at a bare minimum. You can get him for pennies on the dollar, incentive laden. Why not say, because he does a lot of the things that Lamb and Pickens don't.
Like block.
Right? Yeah, like block. I mean, he's a great route runner. He's going to give you some yak. Obviously, both those other guys do those well. But I think as a trio, it would complement each other so well that I at least want to have a July thought experiment party over at the Jones boys' house or in their office and just kind of spitball this thing. We can't get better at 12 and 13. What we could do is have the best wide receiver trio in the history of the league. Is there a snowball's chance in hell that Ayuk can pull his career out of a dumpster fire and emerge as close to the player that he was 2 years ago?
Well, Chuck already thinks we got the best wide receiver trio in the history of the NFL, thanks to Ryan Flannoy.
Damn right you do.
You would have an embarrassment of riches at the position. I don't know. Does Shoddy strike you as a guy that would want to give it this type of personality a chance?
I feel like that goes against the culture that he's trying to build, right?
Well, part of it is he came from Pete Carroll, who was like, bring me your question marks.
Yeah.
I specialize in these guys. Yeah. You know, I love having the opportunity to build a relationship with a guy that other people see as a challenge. And if we can harvest that kind of talent out of it, this is definitely in Jerry Jones' wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But is it in Shoddy's wheelhouse is a matter for another day. We have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys that I like to always ask.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply, and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety. Rx only.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.
Do those next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Krusty's Corner with the King, Brian Broaddus. Here he is, Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. And I also want to thank Reliant Air Conditioning and then also Hurtado Barbecue for also being a part of our little Krusty's Corners these times. So thank you guys very, very much.
Salute.
For doing that. Eric, I want to ask you a question before you have to run out of here to go use the men's room.
Yeah, how we doing?
What's this nacho sausage thing that you're telling us about that sounds like really, really good, but might be wrecking you right now?
Yeah, it's backfiring. It was a great lunch. It really was. Found a butcher shop, and they do incredible work. Good deals. Great meats all around. The variety is ridiculous. They actually do a smoked brisket pizza ready to go. Okay. So you just throw that thing in your oven and 12 minutes later, bang.
Wow.
Here we are. So they got unbelievable variety, great different types of sausages, and it is starting to alleviate itself right now in real time, which is a good thing. But yeah, they have a nacho sausage. I was like, okay, I got to try this.
This sounds tremendous.
Yeah, it's really good. Like in a sausage, you're talking about having cheese, jalapenos, which is, I think, what's hurting me right now. Right. And I think they got like beans in there as well.
In the sausage?
Yeah, in the sausage. Oh, wow. And like,
so it's everything that's a topping of the nacho.
Yeah, it's like a total flavor bomb, dude. Like, I'm going to have to bring some for you guys and just take a bite or two. You know, don't get crazy with it. I had three sausages for lunch today.
Wow.
Probably about two and a half too many. So,
three sausages.
Yeah.
Three links.
Three links. Yeah. They're like, they look like a brat. Yeah. No buns. But,
no buns.
Yeah. So it's subsiding right now, though. So I think I'm in it for the long haul, boys. I think we got through the toughest part.
Any iteration of a jalapeno dog, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're blowing up right now.
They're outstanding. Everywhere. You put jalapenos and cheese, and then all of a sudden there's beans in there too. Like, it's crazy. Really, like a total flavor bomb. I'm serious.
It's amazing nowadays. I watch so many videos on YouTube about sausage making. It's unlimited, the stuff that people are now casing.
The creativity factor is through
crazy.
The roof.
It's crazy. I think in a good way.
Speaking of Hurtado, I mean, yeah, Brandon Hurtado, does. Yeah, he's introducing new sausages like every week.
Every day. So, yeah, shout out to them. Well, I'm glad you're with it. So you feeling better now?
Yeah, it started to, you know, right. How you just like.
You talked your way out of it?
Comes in waves a little bit. All right. I got through the toughest part, I think.
All right, I got a little exercise for you guys today. I got players And I want you guys to give me the honest assessment. Are we thinking too much of these players?
Okay.
Are we thinking too much? Are we, we're going into this, we got 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, our show will be in, or I will be in for the show, America's Guest.
Yeah.
America's
in
Guest.
In 3 weeks, we'll be there.
Yeah. In 3 weeks, my team will be there, but excited about that. But we got camp coming up here in a couple of weeks. Chief, I'm going to ask you a name of a guy, and are we thinking too much?
Okay.
Are we expecting too much? And I'm going to start with this guy, D. Winters. Are we asking too much of D. Winters right now for this defense?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we are. This is a guy who's had success, you know, being able to be the 1B to Fred Warner. He had to step in starting duty when Warner went down last year, but he's supposed to be your ace linebacker, your every down linebacker, and you need that guy to be a legit dude. Like, he can't just be a run of the mill starter. I think you're asking this guy to wear a lot of hats, probably wear the green dot, and be on the field for, you know, all three downs. So yeah, I think that is quite a bit. And he's going to be ushering in and sort of captaining to some extent a brand new defense, trying to keep everybody on the same page. Like, there's just a lot to ask of a guy to do that. And I don't know, like, you're not bringing a guy who's been a starter in the NFL for 5 years. He's been a green dot guy, been there, done that. This is kind of his first time. Hey, D. Winters, you're going to be the man in this linebacker group.
Sure.
So is he capable? I'm sure there's a real chance that he is, but we don't know that right now.
Yeah. So you're saying we're asking a lot of him.
I think we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Dawson, are we asking a lot of D. Winters in this thing?
I think it's realistic that he's better than what they had last year, but there's so much unknown here, Brian, that it just feels to me like this is classic Jones boy team building, where we spent some here, we spent some there. Mm-hmm. Now, where can we go super budget on it and find something resembling a starter? And if you're going to do it someplace, I guess linebacker is the spot to do it on defense. And after getting more information on the way Christian Parker is going to allow or ask the defensive linemen to play for the linebackers, keep them clean.
Yeah.
And maybe it's doable, you know, but I'm not expecting Pro Bowl level play.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say probably. I mean, he was a backup a year ago and was forced into being a starter. I think he played really, really well. But now you are going to be coming into the season as a full-time starter.
Right.
And the expectations are very, very high. I do think he is an upgrade over what they had a year ago. But maybe, you know, it is the off-season mode. We probably are just like assuming, okay, this guy's plug and play. He's going to be really good. Who knows? I mean, there's still a lot to be proven there.
I would love it if he was coming from a Fangio defense.
Sure.
You know, this is a scheme change for him as well.
100%
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Dawson, I'll stick with you on this one.
Yeah.
Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
I hope not. I hope not, because, you know, in the C note back there, when I was talking about let's supercharge 11 if we're not going to be good in 12 or 13, like, Spanford is the guy that I think, if you can really weaponize him and get his snap counts through the roof, can be so physical and athletic that he could allow 12 and 13 to be better.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Spanford has a lot left in the tank, and last year was a transition year, and now it's like really explode year.
How about you there, Wooly? Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
No, I think that they know what they have in Brevin Spanford. I think he did a really good job taking a jump from year one, year two as a receiver. I think he is a good blocker. He's your tight end two. I don't think he's your tight end one coming into the season. If he ends up, you know, being a guy that proves that maybe he is going to be better than Jake Ferguson, then awesome. But no, I think the expectation of him being tight end two and filling that role, I think it's totally fair.
How about you there, Chief? Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
No, not at all. I'm in agreement with Walchuk here 100%. I think that Brevin Spanford is already one of the premier run-blocking tight ends in football, and that's the main thing that you're asking of him. You hope that you can get a little bit more out of him in the passing game, but again, he's your tight end too. For the most part, the bread and butter when he's on the field is to bully defensive linemen and linebackers in the run game, and I think he's the prototype for that.
Wooly.
Brian?
Are we asking too much of Kenny Clark?
No. I think that, look, Kenny Clark is a veteran. He's played in this system before. Now, maybe some of the praise that Christian Parker put on him is a little bit like, ooh, okay, is the version you have of Kenny Clark now the same that you're saying was the best nose tackle in football when you had him in Green Bay?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't think that. But at the same time, I do think that you know what you're getting out of Kenny Clark. The key will be, can you kind of just keep him healthy? Like, if they're able with some of the bigger bodies that they brought in, rotation, kind of keep his snap counts a little bit more down than what he had to play a year ago. Because at this age, I do think you've seen over the course now of the last three seasons for him, even when he's in Green Bay, he fatigues. And I think you saw a really good version of Kenny Clark early in the season, but that was not the same player in the back half.
Chief, are we asking too much of Kenny Clark?
I don't think so. I think he's quality enough to handle what he's doing. If you didn't make the Quinnen Williams trade and like Kenny Clark was your big get, so to speak, on the interior of your defensive line, I think you'd be in a world of trouble. But being second fiddle to Quinnen Williams, I think, is still okay for him.
Dawson?
Yeah, you know, I think what he's surrounded with Rashawn Gary and Quinnen Williams, and then I really like what Wolchuk did as far as pointing out you added Abonya and Bullard, which is going to give you more quality depth there on the inside. But I think this scheme change actually lends well to where he is at this point in his career as he approaches his mid-30s, if you can be that gap and a half sort of defensive tackle as opposed to an athletic quick twitch guy. You know, you're not hunting the quarterback, you're just trying to do your job along that defensive line, and I think Kenny Clark still has multiple really good years in him. At just 30 years old, I think he can do this job for another 3-4 years.
Chieftain,
mm-hmm.
Are we asking too much of Kobe Durant?
Ooh. Well, if you're asking him to be your best corner, which,
one of your starters, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being a starter is something that he's shown he can do, at least to some competent level. It wasn't good enough for the Super Bowl aspiring Los Angeles Rams, mm-hmm. right? I don't know exactly how everyone's expectations are in terms of how good he's supposed to be, but what type of contract did he sign? 1 year, super cheap deal. So to go out there and be a starter for you, I don't think is too much to ask.
Dawson, are we asking too much of Kobe Durant?
No, and it is interesting that he didn't get more money. But I think he's a really solid player, and this team was so bereft of corner last year that he is going to look like an oasis in the desert. Quality of oasis.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
When the Rams are not wanting to bring him back, and for us, that could be an oasis in the desert.
You think the Rams made a mistake here, maybe, or potentially could have made a mistake?
No, because they went and came correct with what they brought in, which is clearly better players with the guys from Kansas City, McDuffie and Watson.
Yeah.
So I think I get what they're doing there. If they wouldn't have replaced him, and then you see the cheap deal that he got, you'd be like, what are
they
doing?
And who knows? Maybe they would bring him back in that case, right? Like if they didn't get a McDuffie trade or Watson. But, yeah, I mean, I think that clearly they said, we can upgrade here.
They have spent so much money in their secondary. It's insane how aggressive they are at going after it, which is another reason I think the Cowboys should be interested in Brandon Ayuk. We're going to match fire with water.
fire with water, yeah.
Do you have a helmet and shoulder pads waiting for him at his locker, or is it a straight jacket?
We got both.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. We got both.
Off the field, we might need the straight jacket.
Willie, how about you on Kobe Durant?
Yeah, I mean, I do think so to an extent, because I do think that whereas like the Rams, clearly he was good for them, but he was like their third best corner, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that you're looking at him right now as you're really only proven a healthy starting corner. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful in Rebel and Bland, and I'd love those guys to step up. Durant's versatility inside, outside, they're putting a lot on his plate. Can he meet the moment? I'm very hopeful that he can. I think he does have sticky coverage ability, clearly can play the ball well when it's in the air. But yes, I think some of the it is after watching what happened with Kyrie Elam and the offseason hype I think that I'm going to lean yes. We still need to see this thing in the regular season.
So we're asking a lot of him right now.
We're asking a lot.
Yeah. Dawson, here's the final one before we go. Rashawn Gary, are we asking a lot of Rashawn Gary?
Yeah, because you don't have proven pass rush elsewhere, at least on the outside. So yes. Asking him to hold it down against the run to the extent and be that 9-sack player that he has been, I think, 3 times in his career. I think it's a lot to ask a guy who's getting up there in age. We saw last year, Myles Garrett was able to say, Father Time, forget about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you in a couple of years. But TJ Watt, couple-hour drive down the way, is suffering. Father Time's whipping his ass. So, you know, I would definitely like to see the emergence of somebody else because I think Rashawn Gary is definitely in that final third of his career.
Woolley?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Dawson in terms of the pass rush and the unproven there, but I do think no, because they know what they have in Rashawn Gary, and he's another guy that's played in the defense at least. If you have the expectations that Gary's going to be a double-digit sack guy, then yes, you're asking too much. I don't think they are. I think they know that he's maybe 8 to 9 sacks. He's going to play the run. He's going to set the edge, and hopefully, you know, within the defense, he's a good player. I don't think they're asking him to be Superman.
Chief, are we asking too much of Rashawn Gary?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think from a pass rush standpoint, you absolutely are. From a run defending standpoint, he's going to be perfect in that role. But he's right now supposed to be, I think they're expecting him to be their best edge rusher. Mm. And that's just too much to ask.
Gentlemen, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation. It's time for the football fix, Wolchuk.
Oh, let's do it. Is this the most toxic fan base in all of football? And we got some new lists to talk about. That's next in the nation.
The journey? It starts here at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment. It all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.